Brian, can you ask if he's represented by an attorney up there?
I don't have anything on the possession of cocaine.
But I don't have his information. I need it in my property.
Sigfredo Garcia appeared before a Broward County judge for the first time Thursday morning amid confusion on whether he has a lawyer.
Sir, do you know your attorney's name?
I just met him yesterday. I have that information inside my wallet, which is in my property bag.
Okay.
I apologize for that. I didn't know I needed a lawyer till yesterday.
You didn't know you had a warrant out for murder?
No, ma'am.
Garcia is charged with murder in the case of Dan Markell. The Florida State University law professor was killed 2 years ago after being shot in the head in his car parked in the garage of his Benton Hills home. A concerned neighbor called police.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. The driver's side window is all bashed in, and he's got blood all over his head. He's not responding to me.
Police have said Markell was targeted, but it's been a case that's been frustrating. Last year, the Tallahassee Police Department released more information on a vehicle they believed may have been used. Here's TPD spokesman David Northway.
The name of the color is actually Silver Pine Mica per Toyota standards. That is means it's going to be sometimes silver, sometimes green, depending on the light. The second thing is going to be this bumper right here.
This is still an active criminal investigation. In order not to jeopardize this ongoing investigation, the probable cause in this case has been sealed by Judge Solstrom. This will limit the information that we can provide to you today. I would ask for your patience as we continue to move forward with this investigation. We are not finished yet.
Police Chief Mike DeLeo addressed reporters Thursday afternoon after Garcia's first appearance in court. The FBI also helped with the case, but aside from acknowledging the arrest, law enforcement is being silent on any connections between Garcia and Markell, as well as possible motives and whether more arrests could follow. They also wouldn't comment on whether the case involved murder for hire, a theory that's been circulating during the past few years. Garcia was picked up in Hollandale, Florida, and his police record goes back decades to his teenage years. He's got a record that spans 34 pages with more than 20 arrests. There are charges for drugs and burglary, resisting arrest, and failures to appear. Here's TPD spokesman Northway.
This has affected all of us here in our community. Anytime someone is injured or murdered, it affects us all. It's an atrocity and should not be happening in our community. It does bring us satisfaction, but again, it will never, ever take the horror away of losing a family member.
The case grabbed national and even international attention. Markell was Canadian. Major questions remain unanswered, but those will have to wait. Documents in the case are sealed. Garcia will be extradited to Leon County, but neither the Broward nor Leon County Sheriff's Department would say when that will happen, citing security concerns. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.